box on your desk.
Box on your desk.
Box on your desk.
Box on your desk.
What is a computer?
What is a computer?
What is a computer?
Well, I think a computer is a box that sits on the desk.
It's contained in this little box on your desk.
The box
what
on
is
my
a
desk.
Computer?
Computer. Mean the box on my desk. On the desk. Box on my desk. Box that sits on my desk.
Box on your desk. On your desk.
Well, if I want to be a computer scientist, I could sit back and say a computer is made up of some kind of input mechanism, and then there is a logic board or central processing unit that does things with that input, and then there is the output mechanism where whatever happens gets put out.
1 0 1 1 0 0 0 1 1 0 0 1
truth
1
and
one.
False truths and falses ones and zeros.
What is a computer?
What is a computer? What is
a computer? A computer is an electrical device that has the ability to store.
We count in the decimal system.
Present and
mainly because we've got 10 fingers on our hands, but computers can count either on or off ones or zeros using a numerical system called binary. To turn to numbers that we're used to into ones and zeros.
Into a sequence of ones and zeros. Digitization. Computers are based on things being on or off, Boolean states being true and false.
A computer, in an abstract way, is something that processes input and produces output. Input.
1 0 0 0 1 0 1 1 0 0 0 1 0 1 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 visual information through sound right in front of them.
It's contained in this little box on your desk.
Basically, they have a whole lot of grunt to chew through lots of numbers quickly. And anything that we can envisage that needs that kind of power and processing, then they can be brought in to do that.
What are computers made of?
What is a computer?
Sugar and spice and all things nice.
Plastic.
Chips made out of silicon.
All sorts of metal that do horrible things to the environment.
Solid-state electronics.
Glass and perspex. The
valves
actual and current
used
to
blow up.
Yeah, electricity.
You'd need a few tons of beach sand, first of all, because beach sand contains silicon. And silicon is what's used to make computer chips. Those are little black things with lots of legs that look like high-tech cockroaches. Add to the beach sand
lots of heat in a
refinery somewhere.
Extract the raw silicon out of it.
Then you need a big room
with... There will be no dust and no impurities.
A batch of silicon wafers is...
No dust and no impurities.
Out of a big oven.
And they get...
Wrapped up in black plastic and...
Have their little legs attached to them, ready to...
Insert into computer circuit boards.
Historically, computers started as a way of computing, of doing sums. They belong to a genre of representations where the symbols represent certain numbers and certain relations in an abstract kind of way. We represent space, we represent quantity, we represent relations by visible symbols of various sorts.
So then we've got a great big board that looks like a high-tech pizza with wires and flashing lights and things hanging off it. We put it in a case, we attach the devices that we need to put information in and take information out. Some kind of primary storage device, usually a hard disk, memory, and the disk the computer can manipulate information very, very quickly.
Kind of like a record player on steroids.
Complex calculation.
What is a computer?
Computing is a particular process that happens in a social setting over time.
What is a computer?
And the computer is the little box that makes whatever kind of computing work happen. You then conceive it as never being thinkable without the context in which it's used. It's from there you start to define what the computer is.
Why should we use computers?
This innate love of the technology. Love of the technology.
Why should we use computers?
Start with the tool, start with the physicality, start with what it is you want to accomplish, and then just add computer capabilities in the background, as opposed to making the computer the thing that's front and center and the first thing that you have to deal with.
If you're writing systems and applications, if you think of computing as a process that happens in a social space, then you write quite different kinds of applications than if you think that your computer is somehow not embedded in the workspace or the social space in some way. And maybe if we come to it from that view, then we can blow open the idea of what computers might be and what they might look like.
Most of how we experience computers will be in this proliferation of
tiny little normal bits of everyday life. I mean, you'll have computers in your cufflinks and computers in your earrings.
Little itty bitty things.
Doing various different little functions.
The social meaning of computer as we experience
will become hidden, and it won't be this generic desktop metaphor, this all-purpose device that's sitting in your home and in your office.
I know that there are various little embedded computers in various things in my house, but I tend to think of a computer as a box on my desk. Box that sits on my desk.
Thank you for your company. I am a box on your desk, and you have been listening to Beth Minette, Lucy Suchman, David Daniel, John Scott, and Tony Robertson. The producer was Sophia Lerner, and the sound engineer was John Jacobs.